big up to D-Bad. You don't know your spotlight, you don't know. I them have the latest buzz, you know what's happening. You don't know DJ Joe there in the building, you see me? Have to big up everybody, always check into the thing, always support the thing, and always locked into the thing, you understand? So, DJ Joe is a youngster, far from, you don't know, Clarendon, you see me? Always have the latest, always have the buzz, you don't know. People there love it still, you see me? You don't know. DJ Joe, how I would define myself, I don't know. Or how would I say I am? I don't know. I am a DJ, this jockey, I don't know. I am a producer. I am an actor. I am a writer. You don't know. I am a just a little bit of the trade. I don't know. I am just an entertainer, I would classify myself as. Understand? Because it's all about the entertainment. I don't know, entertainment give me a vibe there. Entertainment makes me happy. You understand? I don't know. If it wasn't for entertainment, we could have never there it so right now. You see me? Could have never the part your spotlight do I interview you. You understand? So you don't know. Being a radio personality, having that voice to even work on radio and also to talk on radio. I don't know. It's all about talent. You understand? Because if you don't have the talent, you wouldn't know how to be, how to act, and you won't know how to entertain. It's all about the talent. So being also a YouTuber, people always say to me from a tender year, say, CJ, Oh, you're so talented, CJ. What you want to do and all them thing there. So you know it's all about the talent, and you don't know how we grow with it, and it's manifesting now, and you can see I'm becoming even more talented and entertaining people worldwide in many categories. You understand? So it's really about talent. You understand? Because if you don't have the talent and you want to do something, I don't know. If you don't have the talent for that, and you go and learn before you even know about it, I don't know if it's gonna be a great opportunity. But being so talented, you don't know, being so talented and being a DJ, because I got to say, yo, me and DJ Kirk is one of the greatest youngsters forward from Clarendon as a DJ, understands. We know, I don't know, we kind of cool down on the DJ thing because I don't want to say laptop, you know, some issue, and we lost a couple songs years back because the hard drive get damaged and them bag of thing they don't know, you see me? So it's really got us behind, I know, you see me? Got us behind, you see me? So it kind of make we kind of have a rough river. I surf one right now, you understand? But recently, I don't know, my other laptop is at the repair shop. I get sold out because I don't know, we soon I can afford a MacBook, you see me? So most of my time now is just making YouTube videos, creating YouTube, pranking and all those stuff, because I also know I'm a YouTuber. I'm just to categorize myself, I'm just an entertainer. You understand? I'm just an entertainer. I like to see people entertained. I like to act for people. I like to make people laugh. I like to make people smile. You understand? And honestly, you don't know, it's all about the vibe. Because from high school days, from primary school days, before I started out DJing from a tender age, I tell you, I always know that music will be one of my career part. You understand? From a very tender age, I always know that being in music will be a career part for me. Either DJing or being an artist or producing tracks, making rhythms, etc. I always know that music will be a career part for me. Due to the fact that from I was in grade 5, me and my friends and always been there saying we are producing music at primary school. We not the bench and keep singing and stuff and vibe, you understand? So we are in studio and all those stuff. So it's manifesting now that I can say that yes, this was a skill I always been working on from I was a tender age, you understand? And in my neighborhood as well, in my community, we also have very talented people from there, you understand? Artists, same way, I don't know, we have selectors, same way. And we have radio hosts, same way, you understand? So, listening to them and watching them perform and all those stuff, build that bond with me as a to become a future entertainer as well, you understand? So I don't know, it's just the talent and it's just being entertaining to people worldwide, you understand? So it's really keeping up right now. You don't know, we take this thing seriously. From last year I take YouTube seriously. So as you know, I have my mixtape channel, my music stuff differently from the channel that I do my videos on and etc. So being a DJ, how did I started out DJing? I started out DJing. I think if I did have a vinyl. The first vinyl that was at my home, my parents said I destroyed it. The first vinyl that was at my home, when I was a little child, because I don't know, so born in way back, almost 1999, we born, isn't it? So I was born into the days when vinyl was playing same way, I understand? So yeah, I used to have vinyl components set, and my parents said, and me mash up the vinyl components set. So from them days there, me know say me have a buzz for music, you understand? And me know say music will be the choice career path for me, you understand? So when I was in grade 6, I always been DJing, but I didn't have my own computer, you understand? From I was in grade 1, I always been DJing on a desktop computer, a Dell desktop computer with my brother, you understand? So using Virtual DJ 7, them days upon desktop computer, I tell you, them that was, you don't know, Virtual DJ 7 on a desktop computer, you don't know, so at them the time the thing I manifest CMS. But in grade 6, I was in DJ Fox, one of the co-founder of Team Bombshella Group. You don't know, I was using DJ Fox computer. I used to use it, mix and stuff. But in grade 7, I still didn't have any computer for myself. So, you know, I couldn't mix, but I admitted up borrowing somebody's computer and stuff. You understand? But during that period of time when I was in grade 6 and 5, I always... On a Friday, you don't know, say, DJ Rush, ZJ Rush, by the way. I don't know, Johnny Cool. And, you don't know, and DJ Sunshine on a Friday, on RFM, and Zip 103. And even Cool 97 FM, I don't know, we always listen to them radio station there. And me and DJ Kirk, would have said we keep a big party, you understand? And we string up couple jug at we home and say, yeah, I sound box them there, and we get the radio. I would say, yeah, I sound box them there, and we string up the radio upon it and say we are slick and thing. And me did a chat my mic and go and I know the best thing. We draw in a book and say, yeah, that is the computer, and we get the keys them and say, yes, that is the computer. Them time the smartphone wasn't available in Jamaica, so you don't know, so we never have no smartphone them time, they understand? So we used to have the bangers same way, you see me? We used to have the bangers, the BlackBerry and them thing there, you understand? That was way back then, you see me? And about in grade 7, when I was in grade 7 going to grade 8, I don't know, smartphone came available in Jamaica, so it was becoming more popular, you understand? So getting the smartphone in Jamaica, you don't know, I think start turn up more, because the first, when I was using DJ Fox computer, I was introduced to Cross DJ. Yes, I was introduced to Cross DJ. So I got Cross DJ with DJ Fox computer now. When I got Cross DJ, that was when I think I created my first YouTube channel, but I lost that channel. That was when I was in grade 7 going to grade 8. I created the first YouTube channel and stuff. On DJ Fox computer now, I always making mixes, because I don't know, say I was the professional mixer, and I also have my practice on his computer. So I don't know, I was still being trained same way to use Virtual DJ, but I was getting better at it. I understand. So using Cross DJ now in grade 7, in grade 8, by the way, just say to be exact, it's grade 8, I was using Cross DJ. I downloaded songs, I downloaded songs on platforms and stuff on my smartphone, and I used the Cross DJ. I think it's my brother that sent me Cross DJ Pro, because I don't know them, the man that did have car them time that I never have run. You understand? So I got the Cross DJ Pro, and I mix and I DJ and stuff and vibe and everything. You understand? So I don't know, I was getting my practice until in grade 9, I started DJ Fox computer. You don't know, get destroyed and stuff, and never have no computer them time, so but me still use Cross DJ, understand. And in grade 10 now, that was where the talent start to buzz. That was when the talent came out. So I was DJ Joe from back then, you understand, but in grade 10 was where DJ Joe really came out as a DJ. Using Cross DJ, I used to DJ at a local shop, you don't know, in my area, isn't it? I used to DJ at a local shop in my area. And you don't know, we used to on a Friday and evening time, night time, we used to have a vibe, you understand, with my Cross DJ and my phone. I'm big up Scent, I'm big up Debbie, although Debbie passed away recently, but RIP same way. They was the one that also helped to build the talent with me and DJ Kirk, you understand. So when them used to have the shop, we used to go over there with the Cross DJ until them get a laptop, and we mix on the laptop same way, you understand. Until now, until we're in a grade 10 now, that was when I really saw the talent, and so I borrowed my bigger brother laptop and say, yeah, I got DJ at school and stuff. I got couple jingles from couple artists. Don't remember the artist name, so, but I got couple jingles and stuff. You understand? From Chunky Slack and Exclusive. I have those two jingles working with. You understand? So in grade 10 now, so they have boys there at the high school, Klamaki High School. Big up Klamaki. You understand? Klamaki. Big up no surfing of Klamaki students. You understand? So at Klamaki High School, if you can see the video on the screen, I don't know. At Klamaki High School was when I was in grade 10, I don't know. Then put me to clash with DJ Alex and Kirk, DJ Kirk and Shorty, and them, man, they asked me, then put me to clash with them. Remember, I wasn't prepared the same morning when I was going into the clash. I borrowed my brother's laptop. I go pick up the laptop. I never have it before I rehearse or nothing. Never ready yet. You see me? Never ready yet. Expect only that I have my jingles. You see me? So I get my jingles and put my brother's laptop on. Thing. You see me? So, them the time the big money popping anywhere we go. Them the time the song they have run road in people. But never play them song there. And you don't know, Vice Carter, me a real youth. No for them I see it true. You see me? Them the time that them the song that run place on New Level Popcorn, and them song the Fresh Jordan, New Jordans I run place. Me I tell you, no, brother. So them time there, you know, people, I wasn't prepared to go in the no clash and didn't know what to play. My brother was showing me some fool and say, yo, Baba Joe, yo CJ, them there for play and thing. And I didn't quite listen. I kind of break the rules, you understand, because as you know, I'm the troublemaker God, You understand? So I break the rules and I don't know, say, me go at clash, laptop ready, I'm ready for the clash. I know what I did? I made them make me the last one for play. You understand? So while them selector they are talk up, I said me are the only one we are players, me up say people. So I was the last one to play in the clash and I played two songs. I played first I played the exclusive sound effect and then after you don't know some job. The songs. I don't remember if I did Alkaline Golden Old. You don't know. I don't remember what I job, but I know I played a Vibes Cartel. No, a busy singer. Me love Jamaica, me not say loud. Me know so I play a song there. You see me? So, me but I didn't think I played three songs. And them say, when I start playing the jingles, them I see everybody in the school. Yo, I see everybody in the school, so I jump up and I say, yeah, Bumba Joy, yo, me say, them the time the people, my heart a beat fast, you know, hombre. Yo, them time that my heart a beat fast, Janu, yo, medieval the feast of 100 in myself, to all, my heart a beat so fast, I mean, I say, I get the mic and, me say me two words them still because I don't know say I know I was entertaining and me know say the people them yo medieval I was the only solo selector. Every one of the selector them have a partner, have a microphone man. You see me? So I was the only selector. We attack the mic, attack from the mic, and the only selector we are mix same time. So you must know say. That's a difference, you see me? That is two in one, you see me? So, you see the whole place, I get wild and thing. Yo, brother, I don't even know what really go on, you know, brother, but I know some play a couple tune, you see me? I mean, I say, yo, everybody start cheering, and everybody say, yeah, Baba Joe win, Baba Joe win. And them say me, so, when, because they don't want to say the audience, them choose the winner, so, when we know, when them say the people them fi choose out of the three own, as them Mr. Cole asks the people them say Baba Joe win. You see me? I didn't even know what happened. I didn't even know. Yo, I was up there shaking, brother. I was up there shaking. Janu Star. I was up there shaking. You see me? So I was up there shaking when the people them say me win. You see me? I did it myself. I say, Baba Joe win, Baba Joe win. You see me? So, and then set me aside because I was the winner. You understand? I was the first. You understand? And after them call the second runner up, the first runner up, and them call the second runner up. You don't know. And that was where I see the talent in them G. They understand? And I don't know from that day, I don't know what happened, but from that day, every event I keep in the school, they call DJ Jojo, can you come to play at the concert? Can you come to play at Miss Klamake?
Worker, get the airport from.
You don't have to be my friend. You don't have to be your friend. You don't buy me food. You don't take care of me kids. You know them shaky for a long time. So you not to believe in a long time.
Shortly after that, I got my laptop, got my own personal laptop, I don't know. And shortly after that, I get the laptop and thing and so, and was at them time that I can take bookings, you understand? Them the time they want me there in a great thing, I go to grade them. Yes, them can take my own bookings and thing. I don't know, so I run road out and thing, get booked from Miss Clamarkey, pageant, same way, you see me? And a lot of places I got booked for, a lot of places. Them time that I took Kirk in on the team, me and DJ Kirk was rolling with team and Shella Hot, run road hot. Got partnered with a sound system when I was in grade 11, when I was supposed to be doing SBA. And again, when I was in grade 11, my teacher said to me and said, yo, Baba Joe, when them time the SBA done for me and DJ Kirk, he play our own party the night before and came in the morning. So then the grade 11 man feel sleepy, you see me? Because, as me I say, we want sleep because too much bookings we get. Almost every night we have bookings, brother. That me I tell you, as a little youngster, 16 year old, we have bookings almost every night. You see me? Every night, me I tell you. So we get take the bookings and come to school the other morning and SBA and thing, you see me? SBA and thing, he not go on and thing. But one thing what these guys were never good at is drawing, you understand? So, you know, so apart, they always beat me in everything, you see me? Drawing, I cannot draw that 100, you see me? So that part was beating me. The teacher gave me some drawing to do. Me draw. Him say no like it, and how me fi do it back over. Me draw it, him say no like it. That the day there, me say yo. Me came outside and I was sitting, me and DJ Kirk a talk, and the teacher walk up and say, Baba Joe, make sure you say the next 2 years music can pay you. You understand? But same time, me a say, call me and say, what kind of mouth this man a put for me and thing and thing and. From them days, I see say music was a choice. Music is my voice, you understand? And so a teacher say, yo, make sure it's in the next 2 years music can pay. And currently, look where I'm at, in the next 2 years. More, even a million streams, even more than a million streams in total on AudioMac. A YouTube, people listen to my mixtape over the world, brother. You see me? And that's where I'm at now. And I gotta say big up to that teacher same way, because at the man they say, oh, make sure it's in the next 2 years, music can pay me. You see me? So you don't have to big up everybody. You understand? No matter what you say, me not gonna make it in the music. Me not gonna make it. Big up on the same way. I wanna get the push. Look where I'm at now. You understand? Gotta big up the whole yard spotlight, you know, for your interview, yeah. You see me? But this is part two in a few, you understand? And just be myself as DJ Joe. You don't know the word leading. You see me? People say that DJ Joe is just a farce. Him not real. You see me? But keep talking. I hear people. Keep talking. Your day is coming. So, as I'm saying, I have to big up them people that will help me out at Clamarkey High School for being in a music more and more. You see me, I have to big up man like Mr. T, the two Mr. T and Mr. Thomas, big up on yourself, you understand? I have to big up, you don't know, Mr. McLean, the guidance counselor. Them man, they push me, give me the boost at Clamarkey when me dug out Clamarkey in a music, you understand? I don't know. I think this is the only part of this interview, you don't know, because they say that it's a short interview, you understand? So I have to big up all our people. Gotta big up all our people that support me. I don't know. Big up all your spotlight team, you know. You don't know what them present an interview here, and you don't know what things. Big up on yourself, is it?
I'm about to see what's up at your gym, not laughing. What's the sister mascot? What's the sister mascot?
I'm not laughing.
What's the sister
mascot? I'm curious to be able to serve, you know. Watch what you're putting
here
right now.
Let me go
up and see. You know, Mr. Cole.
You don't think no clarity and sometimes. I'm just happy.
Ready,
brother, cause mask, put on nigga smart. Cause it's a ruin of virus, no friend, no one, baba. Put on your socks and your gloves, smart. Or wrap up your head like say you a Taliban, nobody.
You
don't
know
what
you think,
man. What's the sister mascot?
Just like a water off, what's the
Baba chose him to sing this, no matter who wants to me a chat.
Wah, 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 wah. It's not cool, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody a fuss mask, put on nigga smart. Edit a road and a road.
Light to the rain jump hard. See the fire sticks and just fall. No good a basic shot, put your hands small. Hard ball, I'm telling my star crawl. Fuck it, everybody want one. I'll just give it the light like champagne.
We see that the rain of
it.